This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says outside China, there are now over 1,100 cases in 26 countries of the new coronavirus, which began in China.
Although the total number of cases outside China remains relatively small, we're concerned about the number of cases with no clear epidemiological link, such as travel history to China or contact with a confirmed case.
Lebanon confirmed its first coronavirus case Friday, a 45-year-old woman who had arrived from Iran and was being quarantined in a Beirut hospital. A Lebanese health minister said that two other suspected cases are also being investigated. Iranian health authorities Friday reported two more deaths from the new virus. So far, 18 cases have been confirmed in that country. A senior U.S. State Department official says the seven-day reduction of violence deal promised by the Taliban will begin tonight. Thus begins the countdown to the signing of a peace agreement between the Taliban and the United States, scheduled for the end of this month, and paving the way for a withdrawal of U.S. troops, as well as intra-Afghan negotiations. After a U.S. intelligence official warned lawmakers last week in a classified briefing that Russia is once again interfering in the U.S. presidential election, U.S. President Donald Trump moved to replace his top intelligence official. The president was reportedly irate after learning of the briefing, concerned that officials had shared information that could be used against him. Trump called Acting Director of National Security Joseph McGuire to the Oval Office and ultimately decided to replace him. An official replacement to McGuire is expected soon. This is VOA News. A British woman who supported the Islamic State group has pleaded guilty to plotting to bomb St. Paul's Cathedral and a hotel in London. AP correspondent Zariah Shockley reports.
The 36-year-old woman from Middlesex in southeast England admitted to the preparation of terrorist acts and dissemination of terrorist publications. She admitted the offences at Central London Criminal Court. A prosecution case summary said she made contact with someone who could prepare explosives and went on a reconnaissance trip to scope out the cathedral. She expressed a desire to target a church or somewhere historical on a day like Christmas or Easter to kill more, the summary said. She confided her plans to two others, both of whom were undercover police officers. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A federal judge has sentenced Roger Stone, a veteran Republican operative and President Donald Trump's longtime confidant, to more than 3 years in prison for obstructing a congressional inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump, rallying an enthusiastic crowd in Colorado Springs, Colorado, highlighted his own accomplishments while criticizing the Democratic candidates seeking to replace him. He also had some things to say about the recent Academy Awards. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president did not like the acceptance speech of the winner for Best Supporting Actor.
They told me I only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
And then you have Brad Pitt. I was never a big fan of his. He got up and said a little wise guy statement. Little wise guy.
The president also brought up the winner for Best Picture.
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about?
Parasite was the first non-English language film to win Best Picture.
We got enough problems with South Korea, with trade. On top of it, they give him the best movie of the year.
The distributor of Parasite answered back on Twitter about the president's complaints about the subtitled movie, saying, understandable, he can't read. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.